Lorna Golombek is an accomplished holistic health practitioner with over 30 years' experience in the health and wellness industry, and she is the founder of Seed Physiotherapy. She has extensive skills in physiotherapy, cancer rehabilitation, and women's wellness support using epigenetic precision health coaching. Lorna joins 101.5 Morning Magazine for our Tuesday's edition of Health and Wellbeing in her role as a health and wellness coach. Welcome back to our show, Lorna. Today we're talking about something that sounds quite intriguing: feet, fingers and freedom. It's a little bit catchy. Tell us about it.
Well, Rosemary, I thought it was time that we gave some love to the parts of our bodies that literally carry us through life and help us grasp every opportunity. So today I want to talk about foot stability, balance and grip strength, because when these are working well, they give us the freedom to live life to the fullest. So, you know, we so often take our feet and hands for granted until something goes wrong. But here's a fascinating fact. As the only contact point between our body and the ground, our feet play a really role in posture, balance, and movement. And our grip strength, well, it's actually often called a biomarker of aging. It can actually predict how well we'll age overall.
Oh, wow, that sounds pretty interesting. So let's start with our feet, Lorna, and why they are so important for balance and stability.
Well, Rosemary, the humble foot is actually an engineering marvel. Your feet contain over 200,000 nerve receptors. That's more than your hands, actually. And these little sensors are constantly sending information to your brain about what surface you're on, how hard you're stepping, and what adjustments your body needs to make to stay upright. But here's the problem. We've essentially been putting our feet in sensory deprivation chambers. Modern shoes with thick cushioned soles actually block many of these important signals. And the bottom of the foot plays such an important role in balance and stabilization. Those mechanisms are blocked or dampened with our shoes. So it's like trying to play a piano with thick gloves on. You lose that fine-tuned feedback that keeps you stable and coordinated.
Well, Lorna, so are we saying that our comfortable shoes might be actually making us less stable? I mean, we thought it was obviously the reverse, but this is quite a revelation. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, that's a great question, Rosemary. I'm not suggesting everyone throws away their shoes and goes completely barefoot, although a little barefoot time is wonderful. Instead, we can wake up our feet with some simple daily exercises. So you can try a few things at home. Now, if your balance is not very good, you want to hold onto a chair for this particular exercise. But look at trying to stand on one foot and see how long you can balance. So it's okay if you need to hold onto a chair. If you can do it without, it's great. Now, if you can do that, then you can try it with your eyes closed and notice that it feels quite different because you don't have your eyes giving you the visual feedback. You've got to rely on your feet. And then you can also do something called the short foot exercise. So while sitting or standing, you try to create a dome in your foot by pulling your toes slightly towards your heel without curling them. So you're just sort of pressing the tips of your toes, like giving your foot a little hug. And another fun one is toe spreading. See if you can spread your toes apart like you're making jazz hands with your feet. Most of us have actually forgotten that we can actually move our toes independently.
Now that all sounds doable. Let's talk about our grip strength, Lorna. And you mentioned that it's a predictor of aging. That sounds a bit serious.
Well, it is, Rosemary, but in a good way, because it's something that we can improve. So grip strength can start declining around the age of 50, but the research is absolutely fascinating. People with relatively weak hand grip strength showed signs of accelerated aging of their DNA, while those with greater strength had genes that appeared more biologically useful. So think of your grip strength as your body's report card. It reflects your overall muscle strength, bone density, cardiovascular health, and even cognitive function. Studies have shown a correlation between grip strength and cognitive performance, memory, and attention in older adults. So let's be practical. Also, things like opening jars, carrying groceries, and turning doorknobs are made difficult depending on the strength of your hands. And who wants to be defeated by a pickle jar?
Well, I've got to be honest and say sometimes I get close to that, Lorna. So tell us how we can improve our grip strength. And please tell me it doesn't involve hours at the gym.
Not at all, Rosemary. Research tells us that 10 minutes of exercise per day can make a difference. And you can do it while you're doing something else. You can start right now squeezing a tennis ball or a stress ball for 10 to 15 seconds and then release. You can do that 10 times, twice a day. Carrying your groceries instead of using a trolley when possible. Doing some gentle wrist circles, and then even being mindful of your simple household tasks. If you make your own bread, kneading your bread, wringing out wet towels, use those as exercise opportunities. Gardening, all of those things will help build grip strength. Mm-hmm. And then for your feet, you can spend a few minutes each day walking barefoot on different textures, grass, sand, even a textured mat is great. And balance on one foot while you're waiting for the kettle to boil. These small changes can just make a massive difference if you do them on a regular basis.
There you go. It really sounds such practical advice, Lorna, doesn't it? But, you know, we need somebody like you to remind us of these things. Have you got any final thoughts on achieving this freedom through better foot and hand function?
Well, Rosemary, I'd like to think that all of us can think about that every step we take, every grip we make is actually an opportunity to build strength and stability. Mm. Your feet and hands are your connection to the world. They literally help you navigate life and grasp those opportunities. So just starting small, being consistent, and most importantly, have fun with it. Challenge yourself to balance longer, grip stronger, and move more confidently. Because when your foundation is strong and your grip is firm, you really will have the freedom to live life on your own terms, whether that's dancing at your grandchild's wedding or finally conquering that stubborn jam jar.
That's wonderful advice as always, Lorna. And thank you for helping us understand our feet and our fingers, that they can truly give us more freedom in our daily lives.
Thank you, Rosemary. It's my pleasure as always.
I'll look forward to catching up with you again. And listeners, we've been talking to Lorna Golombek from Seed Physiotherapy on 101.5, keeping our community informed and connected. And if you'd like to listen to this again, pop onto the 101.5.com.au website and search podcasts.